To the Dietitian Values Podcast, a space for conversations that go beyond lip speak, challenge the status quo, and hopefully create a space where we can learn and unlearn in connection and community. Join me, Laura Jean, accredited practicing dietitian, as I brain dump my thoughts, chat with insightful guests, and create a space where we'll probably end up with more questions than answers, but also a space for encouraging and inspiring accountable action. Let's dive in. Week's episode of the Dietitian Values Podcast. Well, we're nearly a whole month into a new calendar year, and still I feel like this time is that kind of time of year where things are sort of shifting or changing, or whether we're looking for things to shift or change perhaps, or perhaps you're in a bit of a, I don't know, holding pattern for want of a better word, or your year hasn't technically started. As far as business and things, I know for myself, January tends to be a bit of an interesting month because while the calendar year has flicked over and I often get that kind of reflection and looking forward, like that kind of stuff going on, January is also in Australia. It's school holiday time, summer school holidays. And so my kiddos are home with me. So it's also a time where even though I'm kind of thinking and looking forward or looking at what I need from my business or what I need from my life really over the year ahead, it is also a time where I'm very much present in the moment with the kids at home and there's less, you know, less business focus for me. And so perhaps if you are similar, you're based in Australia, you have kiddos, or perhaps you're based in Australia, but even when you work in, you know, even without kiddos, the work that we do for people around bodies, food, if you're in that area, often it's a bit kind of slower in January because the people you might support with your work are focused on, you know, kiddos or going on holidays and just kind of having the summertime. So people in the Northern Hemisphere can probably relate to that kind of energy, August energy that you have. So, you know, July, August. So it's sort of similar kind of time here. So wherever you find yourself at the moment, I wanted to pose a question. And the question, and I have posed this on the podcast and over on Instagram before, but the question I wanted to pose is, what do you need? Our businesses are tools to get our needs met, you know, and they're one tool, like they're not the only way we get our needs met. But I think that one way we can hyper-focus on getting our needs met via our business is financial needs, because for most of us, one of the key pieces, one of the key needs that being in business or, you know, having a job, wherever you might be, meets is our financial needs. Yes, there are other things, but that is one of the core needs. But I think sometimes that can overshadow some of the other needs that we get met or that we meet via our business or that we could meet via our business if we want it to be a tool for that. And I've shared before my definition of values being the characteristics that underlie how we meet our needs. And so when it comes to our business, our values-driven business is really how we meet our needs via our business through like, you know, characteristics that are aligned with who we want to be, how we want to show up in the world. So this time of year, wherever you find yourself, is often a time where we're kind of thinking of, you know, what do I need to do differently? What do I need to change? What do I need to add in? What do I need to do less of? So we're often kind of thinking of actions. We kind of go straight to that action point. So what do we need to do, basically? Or often, yeah, what do we need to change? And I'd like to just kind of, and even with values, like our values are the characteristics that underlie the how of getting our needs met. But I'd like to rewind us just a little bit and look at what we need. Maybe it's something you need more of or less of, but what do you need? And if you think about human needs, yes, and you think of old mate pain in the ass to me, Maslow with his hierarchy, because I don't think there's a hierarchy of needs. I think there are kind of core needs as far as needs for physiological survival, of course, which often get, and just because of the way our culture creates a hierarchy of physical, you know, physical needs over emotional, spiritual, whatever kind of category you want to put other needs in. That kind of resonates for people, but I don't really think there's a hierarchy of needs myself. So Maslow can go in the bin as far as I'm concerned. But when it comes to needs, thinking about what needs you aren't meeting, what needs aren't getting met. And if you're somebody who's been raised, socialized as a woman, you'll probably be well acquainted with denying your needs or being encouraged not to have needs and to put them to the side. If you're somebody who's a mum, you know, you can times that by, you know, to the power of 10 at least, with needs and how we do or do not even acknowledge, let alone meet our needs. So often we can focus straight into the doing, like, what are we going to do? What are we going to change? What do we need to do? How are we going to show up and act, which is a way we meet our needs? But we're sort of focused on that. And sometimes it's really important to slow down and think about what I actually need, what you need. But also sometimes too, when we're looking at the actions, you know, if you're already there in the action, like, what need is this action meeting? What need am I going after? And does this thing actually meet that need? Because often we have been told, encouraged to see certain things, firstly, like certain needs or goals as things we want to go after, when perhaps that isn't what you need yourself. So there's that piece, like borrowed kind of needs, really, or what are, you know, acceptable or, you know, needs that are categorized as needs you meet through your business. And that's where the financial stuff, I think, can really overshadow other things, because I think there are other needs we meet through having a business, around or autonomy, around validation, around purpose, around other things. So firstly, I think it's knowing, you know, we're rewinding back to, like, what do you need? Recognizing that there will be some perhaps different messages. There'll be some shooting around even having needs. There's that piece. Then what needs you are, you know, that you should quote unquote go after, what needs a business can actually meet. So there's limitations that can be, you know, theoretically not limit actual limitations, but there's the idea that you know, a business only meets these kind of needs financially usually. And so there's that. And then also, you know, when we take actions, often we don't connect our actions with our values or our actions with the needs we're trying to meet for us, for the humans we support with our work, and even for the world we want to be part of. So what I'd really love to encourage you to think is, what do you need? You personally, for yourself, what needs do you want to meet through your business? And if you have set goals or actions or plans for the year, to, you can reverse engineer it, or really just get reverse reflect, I suppose, because we're not really reverse engineering it as such, as now you're at the point of, like, putting in place actions or having a plan for actions. Like, what, let's kind of cross check that with your needs and your values. What needs are being met, and are they your needs that you are meeting through the actions, goals, plans you have made for your business for this year ahead? For you, do they meet your needs? And it won't always just be about you. Some of the things and plans that you might have in place are about meeting the needs of the humans you support, or they might be about meeting the needs around the world you want to create and be part of and help kind of co-create. Now, I think it's great to have a business that is in service of other needs, other people's needs, your community's needs, the needs of, you know, things that we want to be different in the world. And similar to values, we don't want it to be at the expense of you. So making sure when you do have plans that meet the needs of the humans you want to support, that they also meet your needs as well, that your needs don't get thrown away or completely disregarded. So what are you up to in your business for the year? What needs is it meeting? Where are the gaps as well? So you might be able to look at the actions and plans and kind of cross-check that and be like, yep, that's meeting this need for me. That's meeting this need for my community, which doesn't leave me out. That's still focusing on that. That's meeting this need that I have for, you know, creating a different kind of world to be part of. And so you can cross-check that. So that's cool. Maybe not. Maybe you look at some of your plans and you're like, wow, that doesn't really meet any of my needs. I mean, some of our needs will be those more kind of, you know, needs for money to meet our physiological needs, like shelter and food, etc. So there are those physiological needs as well as other bigger picture or different. Let's not call them bigger. There's no hierarchy in either direction. What needs are you meeting? But then also, where are the gaps? What needs aren't you meeting? Perhaps some of the plans or goals, intentions you have for the year ahead, however you phrase them, have really shifted, you know, really have the focus of your business on meeting financial needs and not the other needs that you might have, that you do have, whether you are connected to them or have acknowledged them or not. Where can you reorient your business to support you to meet your needs, to support you to meet your needs around, yeah, financially things, but also around things like your needs for rest, your need for connection, your need for validation, all of those pieces. Where might your business, and again, the other way, sometimes it's easier to see where things aren't happening, or it's easier to kind of find the no than it is to find the opportunity. So you can look at it from the point of view of like, where are the gaps? What do I want my business? What needs do I want to be meeting that I'm not? But also what, you know, where in your business the actions you're taking are not meeting your needs at all, and not taking care of you, etc. So for example, if you have a need for rest, for whatever reason, just because you're human and rest is an essential part of, a core need, does your business hold space? Like, does it support you to meet that need? Or does it actually get in the way of you meeting that need? And is that because of, you know, other people's ideas, other people's values? Or is it your own stuff to unpack around worth and work and productivity and things like that? So there's a lot here. Like, it can be really rich and it can be quite deep, and there's lots of layers to peel back. And remembering that your business is, of course, only one tool to meet your need, only one way you meet your need. But it also, unfortunately, to be aware of, is our business can be a tool that really gets in the way of you meeting your needs. And so really looking out for that, and I suppose even like if you think of it like a little bit of a business audit, as like, where is my business getting in the way of me meeting my needs? Perhaps you have a need, well, we all have a need for connection, but perhaps that's a need you've identified that you'd like to strengthen, need to connect, to build community, to connect to people. Where is your business? Is your business getting in the way of that? Like, are you cancelling plans with people because of business things? Are you finding that you're so focused on kind of the business side of stuff and the transactional aspect of business that it's taking away that opportunity to connect, to build connections, either within business or even just outside of that. So what do you need? So knowing what your needs are, and looking at where your business, where the opportunities and potential for your business to support those, but also perhaps where your business might be getting in the way, or where you are going, following through on goals, plans, intentions, and ideas that just do not meet your needs, and that perhaps meet the needs of, they might be unidirectional in that you've set your business up to meet the needs of the humans you support and your needs are just nowhere on the table. And that's really common if you are a helping or health professional, particularly if you've been socialized as a woman. It's really, really common. So where might that be showing up in your business? So making sure that creating that multi-directional flow of meeting of needs, meeting of values. Where might your business be just taking up the space that you need to meet your needs? Where might it be meeting not just other people's needs as far as the humans you support, but those cultural, social, values-based, you know, values of the needs of our, you know, of capitalism, the needs of the patriarchy, the needs of supremacy culture? Where might your business be more of a tool for that than it is for your needs? And this is a process of unlearning, and this idea of looking at this isn't to make you feel shit about yourself, to make you judge yourself. It's about knowing where you're starting from, but also just another filter to run things through, particularly around goals and around plans, where we often set things, you know, set goals, set plans for the year ahead, and we can get caught up in the momentum of moving forward with our business or moving forward with, like, say, a program or something you've tried, or moving forward with a suggestion from the community you serve. And what I'd like you to, you know, invite you to do is to pause and just really think of yourself in your business, but also just think about your business. If it is an instrument to meet your needs, how's that going? You know, how's that working out for you? And so you can start, like I said, from that kind of end of like, this is what I'm planning to do. What needs does that actually support? Where does that help me? Or you can start from the other end and be like, what do I need? You can also use it as a point of reflection. So over 2023 or 2022 or previously, or for the last like my whole working career? Where have I not been meeting my needs? What needs have been kind of left off the table? What do I even think, perhaps even, you know, if there's any beliefs or stories that you might have around the role of work or business and what needs it can meet. There might be some things where you're like, well, that's just not a need that is met through business or work. That's a need I meet over here. So where perhaps you've compartmentalized your needs and, you know, pushed some outside of even the opportunity for them to be met through your work or your business. So like I said, this can be pretty rich and there's lots of space to kind of go down little paths and really reflect on what's going on. And really to be looking at over time, orienting your business to being that instrument, being that tool to support you in getting your needs met and getting, you know, as a tool to support other people to meet their needs, as a tool to kind of model what it looks like to meet needs, as a tool to ultimately, if you're meeting your needs and you are showing up in your values, that is actually meeting the needs of the kind of world you want to be part of. So that's what I wanted to offer up, invite today. So I'll leave you with that. What do you need? What do you need to accept, perhaps? What do you need so that you can flourish? Just simply, what do you need? And that can be an uncomfortable question to sit with. So I just invite you to. Of course, if you want space to dive into and dig around in this, then I am so happy to support. So always feel free to reach out over on Instagram via DM at Dietitian Values or hit me up on the email laura@dietitianvalues.com. I, of course, have been banging on about it for the last month about this being a new calendar year. But please let me know if there's any topic you want me to cover over the year. So my call to actions, I suppose I've got two. One, if you need support, obviously reach out. But otherwise, if you have suggestions, requests, questions that you'd like me to cover on the podcast, then please let me know in the same fashion over on Instagram or via email. I'd love to hear from you. And if you've got suggestions, then let me know. Okay, until next time, bye for now.
Much for listening. I really appreciate you and the time you've given to me. If you like what you heard, please share it with your dietitian besties and subscribe on your platform of choice. Want more like this? Come follow along and continue the convo on Instagram where I hang out at Dietitian Values. I'm so grateful for you and the opportunity to connect. Have a good one. Catch you next time on the Dietitian Values podcast. The Dietitian Values podcast is recorded on the unceded lands of the Ngambri and Ngunnawal people. I pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging.